And he surrendered his life so other people can be saved. And then he says, now I want you to do that. When you think of me, I want you to do that. And I don't want you to think about what you get. I want you to think about what you give. And when it comes to serving, that's exactly what these people who serve on Sunday here in Point Loma, North County, that's exactly what they're doing. They are making a sacrifice. They get here early. There's people who get here before the sun comes up to set the cones out in the street. And while you're still sleeping, snoring, they're up here doing that. They're making a sacrifice on behalf so people can get in. It seemed like a very simple thing. It's a very profound thing. Imagine if they didn't do that. Imagine if there were no people taking care of the kids. So I want to read some numbers to you about what we need. Traffic safety. The people out there, by the way, this is a cool one because you get to wear a yellow vest and do this. people here in Point Loma, 5 people in North County. Security, 50 people here in Point Loma, 5 people in North County. Production, 40 people here in Point Loma, 5 people in North County. Hospitality, 100 people here. 100, everyone say 100. Hospitality, this is all throughout the day. You might be saying, man, that means I got to go to this church one service and serve another. That's the sacrifice. Exactly. Kids ministry, 120 people here in Point Loma, 10 people in North County. Pastoral support, 20 people here. Altar call, 40 people here, 10 in North County. Prayer, 18 people here. That there's something you can do. And when we leave here today, my challenge to you, well, as we're talking, I want you to be thinking about, Lord, what do you want me to do? And just go out there and sign up. Because if you're not doing anything, here's an opportunity. It may be something else for you to do in the church, in the community, but here's an opportunity. But we're going to look at suffering. Let's read this passage one more time, just the first few verses. It says, when the hour has come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, and he said, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Look at number one of your notes. Suffering, unfortunately, is a part of God's plan. And let me define suffering as this: enduring pain, making a sacrifice on behalf of someone else, giving of your time, giving of your resources, giving of your things, giving of your expertise, giving of your generosity. I am sacrificing. We live in a world, and by the way, in our worldly sense, where we always want to take. As a matter of fact, when people first get saved, it's like, I want to serve, may I serve? And then it goes, after a while, to must I serve? Can I serve to, I get to serve versus I have to serve? Suffering is a part of God's plan. Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16, I'm going to be arrested and crucified. And Peter said, no, Lord, don't let them do that to you. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Everyone say Satan. And Peter's like, yo, why I got to be the devil? Why can't I be like stupid or something? You got to call me the devil? And here's why. Because him suffering was part of God's plan. Our sin requires death. Jesus came to die. It is going to require people to make a sacrifice on behalf of other people that they know Christ. Look what it says in verse 13 of chapter 22. Actually, verse 7 to 13, it says, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed, and he sent Peter saying, go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat. So they said to him, where do you want us to prepare? And he said, behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house which he enters. Then say to the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large furnace, upper room, there make ready. And they went and found it just as he had said, and they prepared the Passover. You know, it was already ready. He says, this is my suffering is already predetermined. God predetermined, the Bible says that the Father so loved the world that he sacrificed his son. Jesus gave himself. The Holy Spirit gave up all rights. By the way, the Holy Spirit, he's like unknown. He's just a servant. He says, I'll give up. I don't need to be up front. I'll just be a servant. I'm going to come and live with everybody, and everyone's going to think I'm a bird. And I'm going to talk to people every day. It's the Holy Spirit, and they're not going to listen to me. but I'll serve anyway. They had to give suffering and sacrifice on behalf of other people as part of God's plan. You can't live a life where it's all about take. It has to be about give. And that's the first step, because in our world, we think, oh, it's just about me, make my life comfortable. And Jesus says, no, when you do this in remembrance of me, you are acknowledging it's the opposite. I got to serve. We wouldn't be sitting in this building unless people made sacrifice of their time, talent, and treasure. You couldn't be sitting in your seat right now here and even in North County and watching on your app without people making a sacrifice. It's part of God's plan. Look at number 2 in your notes. Humility in suffering purifies the heart. When my kids were little, which seems like yesterday, my daughter just got married yesterday. Oh, it was 2 days ago, which was a blessing. It was the quickest wedding. She said, thank you. She just wanted to do the I do vows. I mean, that's it. So I said, okay, you take this man to be a I do. That was it. For reals. When they were little, you're going to make dinner. I want to help. Make the bed. I want to help. They were like little kids. They just wanted to be involved with mommy and daddy. And when people get saved, it's like, I want to help. I want to do something. And then after a while, it kind of wears off. And you say, I got to help. I got to give up something. I got to suffer. I got to experience pain. I got to sacrifice. Yep. You want to be like Christ? Sacrifice and suffer with humility. Just take it. Just take it. Jesus knew he was going to be betrayed. Think about it. He's eating dinner with the guy who's going to betray him, right, sitting in the room, dipping in with the bread at the same time in the dish. He's sitting in dinner with the guy, his other disciple, who's going to deny him 3 times. His right-hand man, 3 times. He's sitting in dinner with these guys, washing their feet. He's sitting there with them. And he says, I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be denied. I'm going to get beat. He sweat blood. He was so stressed out because of the sweat. And he said, Father, is there any other way? And the Father said, no, you got to die. And he says, okay, I'll take it. His disciple comes up and kisses him. Okay, I'll take it. They lead him down, and they arrest him. They beat him. They whip him. They pull his beard out, and I'll take it. They nail him to the cross. He says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And he says, I'll take it. Pilate says, don't you have anything to say for yourself? He said, nope. Nope. None of us are ever going to get crucified. We're talking about standing at the door and telling people where to sit. Stand in the parking lot. Or witnessing to your friend. Or being a faithful prayer warrior, a faithful giver, whatever it is. And Jesus says, no, if you're humble and you just sacrifice and live and give and suffer, some of you may be persecuted right now, just take it. Just take it. You're a sinner, you probably deserve worse. Just take it. My bad. I'm wrong. A guy once told me, he says, when you repent, don't make an excuse. Repentance has no defense. Oh, I did this, but no, I'm wrong. Humility. Oh, it'll purify your heart. You want to be like Christ? Do what he did. When you think of him, live like he lived, suffer like he suffered, sacrifice like he sacrificed. Now, we're not only talking serve it on Sunday, we're talking 24/7. Think about the people you know that you need to humble yourself before and say sorry without defending yourself. Think about the situations in your life where you just need to say, Lord, I'm wrong. I remember Happy Days. There was a show called Happy Days. I know some of y'all probably have no idea what Happy Days is. Matter of fact, if you have no idea what that show is, raise your hand. Okay, there's a few of y'all. Happy Days was a show back in the 50s where they wore leather jackets with their collar up, and it was, you know, there was a guy named Fonzie. He was real cool. Had a motorcycle, he was like the man. if you saw him now, you would. It's like not, yeah, he just he kind of grew out of that. Yeah, kind of grew out of that. But he was so cool; he could never say he was wrong. Fonz could not be wrong. And so when it came time for him to say wrong, he would go, "Arrrr." Couldn't get it out of his mouth. Everyone say with me on three, I am wrong. One, two, three. It's cleansing. Everyone say with me, I am sorry. On three, one, two, three. It's cleansing. Suffering with humility. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to sacrifice my pride. Sacrifice my reputation. I'm sorry. Do that today. And just take it. Just take whatever comes. It'll purify your heart. Jesus, do this to remember. Jesus could have, at any time, Jesus could have said to all the people beating him, you guys are sinners, and he could have just smoked them dead. When the devil tempted him, he could have just opened his robe and his righteousness could have melted the devil. He took it with humility. He says, you're going to betray me with a kiss. You're going to deny me three times. My own people are going to crucify me. I'm going to take it. Do this in remembrance of me. When we take communion, which we're going to do in a few minutes, you're telling God, God, I remember what you did. And I'm going to live like that. I'm going to live a life of sacrifice and humility like that. And if I do that, I know you will purify my heart. You will change my life. How much easier your life would be if you could just suffer with humility and walk with humility and say, God, or whoever, I'm wrong. You wouldn't have to defend yourself. Number three, grace in suffering helps purify the hearts of others. I want you to imagine you're Jesus sitting at the table and you know who in the room is going to deny you. You know in the room is going to betray you. You know who in the room is going to run when you get crucified and say, I don't know him. And then they're going to hide because they're scared because the Savior's dead and they don't know that he's going to rise from the dead. They don't believe he's going to rise from the dead. So now they're on their own. They're running scared. And yet, what is Jesus doing? He's eating with them. He's loving them. He's washing their feet. Imagine that. I'm going to wash your feet, and later you're going to deny me. Oh, no, not me. No, no, no. Yes, you are. Matter of fact, you're going to do it three times. And just so you know, when you do it, the rooster's going to go, ah, ah, or whatever roosters do, twice. Look what it says at the end of the passage. If I can find it. Well, it's in another book where this story is, but they sang a hymn together. So we're going to take communion. You're going to deny me. You're going to betray me. I'm going to wash your feet. And you know I love you guys. Let's sing a song together. Wow. There are going to be people who are going to attack you. You really want to take your relationship with Christ to another level, be a blessing to them. Here's what Jesus did. Jesus told his disciples, I am voluntarily going to walk into this painful situation on your behalf. Say it again. I am voluntarily going to walk into the situation on your behalf. That's where your relationship with Christ is really where you are becoming like Christ, where you know this is going to hurt. You know this is going to be painful. You know it's going to require sacrifice. Now, being an usher, being a security, I mean, we're talking sacrifice. It's like 0.001 on the sacrifice scale. I'm talking about real sacrifice, whether it be humbling yourself before somebody, giving something, giving up a lot of your time, rearranging your day, rearranging your life to serve God. Jesus said, you know what? In these people in my life, I'm going to be so gracious to them. And I'm going to love them in the midst of them doing something wrong to me. He's on the cross. They're nailing him to the cross. And he says, Father, forgive them. Grace. They don't know what they're doing. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Give them an opportunity to know me. You want to test your relationship with Christ? It's how you do in hard times. I had some tea bags at my house. I took the labels off. And someone wanted to drink some tea, and they said, well, we don't know what kind of tea this is because the label's on it. And I said, if you want to know what kind of tea it is, put it in hot water. You want to know what kind of Christian you are, go in hot water. It's easy to be Christian when everything's going good and you're praising God. It's a whole different deal when you got to give something up when times get hard. I'm so glad Jesus Christ, when times are hard, he didn't say, I'm out of here. He said, no, I'm going to stick it out. And then he says, I want you to do the same thing. And when you take the bread and you take the juice, I want you to remember what it means. I want you to remember that I went the full distance for you. That's what the bread means and the wine meant. I really died for you. That's what it means. So I want you to take the cup out. If you don't have one, just raise your hand. North County, if you don't have one, raise your hand. I'm sure there's people up there with cups. Crinkle, crinkle. Now, when you take communion, what you are acknowledging is that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead for your sin. You're acknowledging that it is the way to salvation, the new covenant. The old covenant where the blood of animals was shed, the new covenant, the blood of Christ once and for all. So if you've never asked Christ to be your Savior, before we take communion, I want to give you the opportunity, because you don't want to take communion having rejected Christ, because what you're saying is, I know what you did, and I'm aware, and I reject it. So if you don't accept Christ, don't take communion, because it doesn't help you. It has the opposite effect. It's an insult to God. So in a minute, we're going to pray. You have an opportunity to say, Lord, I accept you as my Savior, and therefore now I'm going to take communion. So let's bow our heads real quick and pray. Lord, we thank you that you died for us. We thank you that you love us. And right before we take communion, we want to give people an opportunity to get their life right with you. If you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead for your sin, you believe that he loves you. I want you to pray this prayer with me in the privacy of your heart. If you would like him to forgive you of your sin, pray this prayer with me in the privacy of your heart. Pray, dear God, please forgive me of my sin. Please come live in my heart and be my Savior and my Lord and my God. I surrender my life to you. As our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed, if you prayed that prayer, whether you're here or in North County, just slip your hand up. I just want to see you and pray for you. Just slip your hand up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Very good. God bless you. God bless you. If you're in North County.